Today's mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Erlinda Garcia and Yvonne Apodaca. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here in this first Friday, we have the grace of looking at our Lord as he comes in power. One thing to note about this particular passage of the Holy Gospels is that our Lord curses a fig tree, and it specifically notes that it's not the season for figs. The Lord is angered by the fact that a fig tree is not producing figs outside of season. This is madness. Why would anybody be disappointed that something that cannot happen does not happen? We could easily give ourselves to criticize our Lord and saying, but it shouldn't have figs. Why are you so sad that you want something, but your wants aren't met, and it's just totally impossible? We see then that immediately our Lord goes into the temple, and what does he do? Drives out the money changers, tells them to stop making his house a house of prayer. Stop making it a den of thieves, rather, for it is called to be a house of prayer. And so we see that afterwards, when he's returning from that moment, that the fig tree is cursed, that it's withered down to its roots just that short time later. Our Lord does this in order to show his power, because if you read in another one of the scripture renditions, one of the other apostles or evangelists writes about this particular passage, and they say, what sort of sign do you give us so we know that what you're doing here is just in driving out those who are doing commerce here? This is the sign. The sign is that at our Lord's word, even a fig tree, who is totally fine, in fact, in leaf, showing that it's healthy, immediately withers the very next day just because he spoke at it. Though the fig tree was not one that was supposed to be giving figs at that particular time, it's not the same with you and I. The soul of the Christian, the soul of the Catholic, the one who's dedicated to God, is to give fruit at all times. There's fruit in every season for those, because we live eternally in this time in Christ, in a time of a springtime, where here living life by the power of God's Holy Spirit, that there should be fruits that are active within our lives, fruits of prayer, fruits of adoration, fruits of truly being peaceable among those who are around us. And as our Lord points out specifically here, fruits of forgiveness. Our Lord does say that if we pray and do not doubt, that great miracles can indeed happen, but he tells us to ask for things in prayer and believe that what we receive shall indeed be ours. But there's one caveat to whether our prayers will be answered or not, beyond believing that what we're praying for is in accordance with God's will and trusting that God will bring it to pass. It's that of forgiveness. It is said within the writings of the church that the quality of God closest to his nature, most consonant with his very essence and person, is that of mercy or misericordia. Your prayers and mine cannot be answered, even if we ask them through the intercession of Our Lady, as we spoke to last night, unless we ask them with a clean conscience, with forgiveness within our own hearts. And so today, as we seek this reparation in this month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Lord Jesus, that is what we should meditate on as we look at our Lord gazing into us. He wishes to root out whatever root of bitterness there may be, whatever anger misplaced or well-placed has occurred within our lives, and to let his peace wash over all that we are, so that even those who've done grave evils to ourselves, to our nation — it's even more difficult when it's done to our family members — to allow that to be forgiven and entrusted to God's infinite mercy. Our Lord desires to bring about that renovation within our souls, and when we do so, and only after we have done so, then we can begin to see God's power work mightily within us. Our Lord's word has supreme authority, and if our Lord desires to forgive it, which, even as he called down from the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, because they're too stupid to know what they're actually doing. And when you and I spend time in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament exposed, how could we hold anything against anyone else who's done so much significantly less to us, and probably are even all the more ignorant of what they do? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.